Spot CEX volume sank to $986 billion in March. The lowest in 2 years. Centralized exchange spot trading volume fell to $986 billion in March 2026, according to data shared by Cointelegraph. That makes it the weakest month for spot CEX trading since early 2024, before the Bitcoin ETF approval cycle pushed volumes to multi-year highs. The number lands at a moment when the broader market mood has already turned cautious. The Fear and Greed Index reads 29 fear as of April 4, 2026. BTC trades at 66.819, roughly flat over the past 24 hours. ETH sits at 2049. Neither is crashing, but neither is attracting the kind of speculative energy that drives exchange volume higher. 2 years of gains, reversed in a quarter. To put $986 billion in context, centralized exchanges handled well over $1.5 trillion per month during the post-ETF rally of mid-2025. Some months cleared $2 trillion. The drop below $1 trillion is not a minor dip. It represents a structural pullback in how much retail and institutional capital is flowing through order books at Binance, Coinbase, Kraken, and their peers. Several factors are compressing volume simultaneously. 5 consecutive weeks of crypto fund outflows have drained institutional appetite. Bitcoin just closed its worst quarter since 2018. And Ethereum ETFs bled assets for 8 straight days in late March. When all 3 of those trends converge, exchange volume is the first metric to reflect it. The volume did not vanish. A $986 billion month on CEXs does not mean $986 billion of total crypto trading activity. Decentralized exchanges have absorbed a growing share of spot flow throughout 2025 and into 2026. Cumulative DEX volume crossed $12.5 trillion in late March, a milestone driven largely by Uniswap, Hyperliquid, and PancakeSwap. Hyperliquid alone has pulled perpetual futures volume away from centralized venues at a pace that would have been unthinkable 18 months ago. The shift is not 1.1. DEX volume includes swaps, MEV, and automated market making activity that inflates raw numbers compared to CEX limit order books. Still, the directional trend is clear. A portion of what used to happen on Bybit, KuCoin, and Gate.io now happens on-chain. For users who hold self-custody wallets and spend through crypto cards, this migration matters less than it does for exchange revenue models. The card top-up happens regardless of whether the underlying trade occurred on Uniswap or on a centralized order book. What low volume tells you, and what it does not. Low volume is often read as a bearish signal, and in isolation it is. Thin order books amplify price swings in both directions. A $500 million sell order moves BTC further at $986 billion monthly volume than it would at $1.8 trillion. But volume troughs have also preceded recoveries. The last time spot CEX volume was this low, in Q1 2024, it preceded the ETF approval rally that more than doubled monthly volumes within 6 months. Correlation is not causation, but the pattern is worth noting. The more actionable reading, retail participation is low. The accounts that drive small, frequent trades on exchanges have either exited positions, moved to DEXs, or are simply sitting on stablecoins, waiting. Binance OTC volume tells a different story on the institutional side, where large block trades continue at a healthy clip outside public order books. Fear without panic, a fear and greed reading of 29 is not capitulation. It is discomfort, the kind of environment where existing holders are not selling aggressively, but new buyers are not stepping in either. BTC's 24-hour change of plus 0.3% and ETH's 0.3% reflect that stalemate. For crypto card holders, stagnant prices and low volatility have a practical upside. Spending crypto when prices are flat avoids the regret of spending an asset that jumps 15% the next week. The tax event is also simpler when the cost basis and sale price are close together. South Korea's $60 billion in crypto outflows to overseas platforms in late 2025 offers another lens. Some of the volume that used to register on domestic CEXs has migrated to offshore venues and on-chain protocols that do not show up in Cointelegraph's data. The headline number captures a real decline, but the full picture is more fragmented than any single chart suggests. March's $986 billion is a floor until it is not. If April brings a catalyst, whether regulatory clarity on stablecoin legislation, an ETF surprise, or a macro shock, volume can snap back within days. Until then, the exchanges wait.